Businessman Alfred Agbesiwoyome, the man at the center of the judgment debt issue, has been pouring his heart out weeks after his rough time with the police and subsequent trial. We bring you his full statement.
I offer thanks to the Almighty God, who is my shield and my strength. He has protected me all my life and continues to protect me. I thank my wife, family, and close associates. I thank my staff, supporters, grassroots supporters of the NDC party, some members of the business community, and all those who have come to offer their unflinching support. I thank them for their words of encouragement. I thank all those who have prayed and continue to pray unceasingly for me. I thank the chiefs of the Volta region, members of the Volta caucus, Voltarians and supporters in all the regions for their show of solidarity. I thank the police for the kind manner in which I was treated and for the respect they accorded me, my family, and my supporters whilst in their custody. I thank the judiciary for allowing the rule of law to work. The criminal case against me and three others will be heard before the law courts, and I pray that the rule of law is upheld at all times, so the people of Ghana will finally know the truth. It is not normal or usual to thank those who plot against you, but I use this opportunity to thank those whose actions and directives led to me being dramatically arrested for what some people have described as being gargantuan crimes and abuse of my human rights since Friday, 3rd February 2012. I spent those couple of weeks in custody reflecting on all that had happened, and I have come out even more energized to continue to serve my God and to even more actively offer my support and assistance in serving the best interests of my country. God bless us all, and God bless Ghana.
That was a statement by businessman Alfred Agbesiwoyome, the man at the center of the judgment debt issue. Radio Ghana's Gloria Anderson finds out from Mr. Woyome's spokesman, Kwame Teria, the essence of the statement.
Mr. Alfred Agbesiwoyome is actually outpouring his heart out to the numerous supporters and also to his wife, family, and close associates, to his staff, the grassroots supporters of the NDC, and the members of the business community who came to offer their unflinching support to him during his incarceration at the CID headquarters over the weeks. And he actually felt like coming out at this time to thank people, and also especially the chiefs of the Volta region, members of the Volta caucus, Voltarians, and then supporters in all the regions for showing their solidarity towards him during his incarceration.
Did he talk about how he was treated whilst he was in police custody?
Actually, did, by rather thanking the police, you know, for their what he termed their kind manner in which they treated and respected him, the respect accorded to him and his family, and then to his support base whilst he was in custody. And so it was rather the positive for the police, because he believed the police during his time or days in custody, the police handled themselves with some magnitude of professionalism and then show all the respect, you know, that are needed. He thanked the police also in the manner in which they carried themselves out.
Did he tell you what, whilst he was in custody, what was going through his mind?
Yeah, it was one of his main beef, particularly about the bastardization of his name. You know, he's holding a family name, which is the Woyome, and day in, day out, you keep getting people coming in, especially the supporters, all manner of complaints, and he was a bit disturbed on that note, that he was a bit worried on that score, because this whole thing affected his kids. His kids go to school and they'll be singing the new song on the market, Woyome, Woyome, and that whole thing. And it's kind of a bother to him, even though he was in high spirit, highly motivated. We go there, motivate all the staff and workers to actually go back to work and all that. On that score, he was a bit worried and disturbed on that.
In the concluding part of the release, he talks about how he reflected on what is happening. Is he now drawn back because of what is happening to him, or he's gearing up to face all the challenges that will come his way?
One, he's gearing up for all the to prepare for his defense. He's currently during his incarceration, he took on those reflections, i.e. towards his continuous work for Africa and also to Mother Ghana. But then the point was also to reflect hard and come out, meet with his team of lawyers and prepare for the legal battle that of course, is what he's doing right now.
Amiteria is a spokesman for Alfred Agbeshi Oyemi.